You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I found out that my friend's engagement ring was $8,000. Isn't that crazy? I told my boyfriend, I was like, I don't need an $8,000 ring. I'm very happy with my $300 ring. Just give me the rest in cash, you know, whatever. Keep it off the books. I just think this is the perfect ring for my first marriage, so I'm excited. I feel incredible.
Monday, May 12th, 2025. It is the wake-up call, and if you are just waking up now, haven't been outside yet, it's chilly, so be prepared for that, and it's going to be chilly all day. Not happy, not after we all got teased over the weekend with gorgeous warm weather.
Saturday was so nice.
It was perfect. It was perfect.
We cooled it up.
Man, it was just perfect weather. Just fantastic. And now it's cool, you know. Although I know it's funny, Kevin. What did Katie always used to say? I like it overcast.
I
like
it chilly. Uh-huh.
And now that she's got a real pull in her life, boy, has her tune changed.
Okay, I will say this, though. So we were laying out. Mm-hmm. My boyfriend was laying out, and I was laying next to him, desperately trying to not burst into flames.
Sure.
I had copious amounts of sunscreen on. Mm-hmm. I had to have my long sleeve rash guard on like a baby who's just learning how to swim.
Yeah.
Okay. I buy these nice bikinis and then I cover them with a rash guard. Just sexy.
What do you do for your legs? Because rash guard's for shoulders and arms.
So my legs don't burn quite as easily as my upper body.
That's weird.
I know.
That sees even less sun.
Right. But I feel like the skin on my legs is thicker. I don't know. I know that doesn't make sense. But but we were out there for like 30 minutes. And yeah. then I had lunch with a girlfriend. So I'd like get up and go shower and like get ready. By the time I got back in the bathroom, there were already parts of my body that were sunburned.
Wow.
That I had somehow missed with sunscreen.
It's like you live in a sci-fi movie about the apocalypse where like, in the future, we've lost the ozone and we can only go outside for minutes at a time. It's like you live that reality already. Did you have a good Mother's Day?
I had a very nice Mother's
Day. That's fantastic. Yes, did you do anything great?
He made a great dinner for me. Steak and shrimp and mm-hmm. salad and homemade macaroni salad. And
did those oysters get grilled? They got thrown away, didn't they?
Wow.
I got to tell you, those oysters have haunted me.
Yeah.
Not physically, but
what if that,
but emotionally.
If you missed it, on Friday, to celebrate Katie early for Mother's Day, I know she loved oysters, and I got her some, and apparently they were the wrong kind, but she still tried to muscle through it anyway.
I was just trying to be nice.
She did get sick. What if I ruined oysters for you?
So, okay. It's so funny you say that. So it took me a really long time to fall asleep last night. I don't know why. And I was laying in bed thinking about those oysters.
Yeah.
And it was like giving me chills to think about it.
I'll bet.
Because they were barbecue oysters. They're not meant to be eaten raw.
I know.
If you've ruined
oysters. That was misguidance from the butcher. That was not me.
Yeah. If you ruined oysters for me, I will never forgive
you. I know. I'm glad you had a great Mother's Day.
I did. It was very nice.
I had a great Mother's Day as well. Celebrated my wife, celebrated my mom. But then I also, I spent a little bit of time on my Mother's Day. There's somebody in our lives that recently had a stillborn.
Oh.
And I know how hard Mother's Day, the first Mother's Day is,
sure.
Especially this only happened like a month ago. So it's fresh and it's Mother's Day. And I spent some time like talking to them and stuff like that. And it sounds bad to say this because I don't mean it in like the way it sounds, but it's nice to get grounded in somebody else's grief again. If that makes sense.
Why is that?
Well, because life gets so busy. Like this summer, my daughter who passed away, like she would have been 10 this summer. And it's always, life gets so busy that you don't ever forget, but like you kind of lose your grip with the grief of the whole thing sometimes. And in
you
most cases.
You get further away from the trauma.
Yes.
And you are able to. I remember the first time I forgot one of Abby's surgery anniversaries
mm-hmm.
and I felt so terrible about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to remember that like, oh, it's an okay thing that we are moving forward.
Right.
Yeah.
And in most cases, it's a very good thing. But every once in a while, though, it's good to be close to somebody else's grief as a reminder for like your love for your kid, too. And anyway, though, it was an unexpected thing that happened to me on Mother's Day that was great. But a shout out, though, to all the moms that had a tough Mother's Day for grieving.
106.5
VN. Gavin's phone scams on the text.
So I'm calling a guy who runs a tattoo shop at the request of a guy named Stuart, who is one of the tattooers at the shop. And I thought, what better opportunity than for Cannon with a K to call up to complain that a tattoo that he got in honor of his girlfriend, Roxy, did not turn out as planned. Enjoy the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. This is Cannon with a K, and I have a problem. I was in there recently to get a tattoo, and there has been an issue, and the issue
needs to get resolved, although I'm not quite sure how it's going to get resolved, but I need you to hear me out just for a second, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. When were you in the shop, sir?
About 5 days ago, and the cellophane that they wrap you in, the cellophane, you know what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Okay, all right. I just had my girlfriend take it off of me because it's on my back, and she was not happy, and the reason why is because her name is misspelled on my back. I was tattooed by your artist. His name is Stuart. And I am pretty mad at him, and I need to know, how is this going to get resolved?
So let me just get this clear. You're saying that you had your girlfriend's name tattooed on you, and it was misspelled. What was her name?
She's still very much alive, and her name is Roxy.
Roxy, and how was it spelled?
It was spelled R-O-X-Y.
Okay, and how does she spell it?
Well, obviously, it's R-O-X-X-X-Y. She legally changed her name to have three X's because there was somebody else with two X's and one X that registered it with a copyright on OnlyFans, and for her to stand out, she needed all three. And I told her three is better because that means sexy nudity, and she said, oh my God, Cannon, you're so good at marketing. And then we had sex. So I want to know, like, how can we fit two more X's onto my back?
Well, I would have to see the tattoo to determine what we could possibly do. Is that what you're suggesting? Yeah. We add two X's?
Well, we got to do something. Roxy's pissed. So I'm going to come in there and I'll bring my back. And then when I'm there, let's figure out a game plan. Maybe, I don't know, besides we fix this, is it also possible that we could get Roxy tattooed for free?
For free.
I'm not trying to scam you, okay? I'm one bro talking to another bro.
I get it.
What?
I'm just saying, I understand your dilemma. I'm sorry about what happened. I don't know what happened exactly. I have to talk to Stuart. But are you saying you're going to bring your girlfriend Roxy into the shop?
I'll bring her into the shop. She'll happily come into the shop. And I think we should do a tattoo on her for free as well. You know, listen. You sound like a handsome guy, all right? You're probably hot like me. So you understand how important the body is, okay? So listen, if you don't want to do the tattoo, I don't want Stuart to do it. If you don't want to do the tattoo on Roxy for free, let me do it, okay? But give me all the stuff to do it for free, and I'll figure it out. It can't be that hard.
Sir, everyone who gives tattoos at my shop are trained professionals. We just can't have the customers giving out tattoos to other people like their girlfriends. That's not feasible. Listen, I'm all for working with you. We can fix your tattoo. I'd love actually to meet your girlfriend from the things you've said about her. So please bring her in.
Okay.
We'll come up with a game plan and we'll see what we can do to possibly get your Roxy fix and get Roxy a tattoo of some sort for a lower price.
Yeah, no, I'm down for all of that. I mean, I don't want to come up with a gay plan. I'm not going to do anything like that.
No, not a gay plan, game plan.
Oh, okay, cool. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we'll do that. And listen, when Roxy comes in, you can even talk to her for free. And I don't think that you understand what a privilege that is. A lot of guys have to pay for it, okay?
When did you want to come in, sir? I can make sure I'm there.
Okay, I'll be down there in about 5 minutes, okay? Roxy will be down in about 5 hours.
Okay, well, are you going to stay in the shop for 5 hours until she gets there?
Yeah, you and I will just hang out.
Sir, I'm busy. I don't have time to just hang out.
No, I got lots of time to hang out. So it's cool. You can do your thing, and I'll just hang out, and I'll talk to you while you do it. It's cool. By the way, one more thing before I get going. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from The Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End.
I'm like... There's no way my guy misspelled Roxy with three X's.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I know. You might be over the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni thing.
Only you are. Only you are. Don't speak for yourself.
Well, I do speak for myself.
Right.
There's an update, though. And apparently this one is quote-unquote mega. And the reason I'm saying mega is because that is literally the word used
in Justin Baldoni's defamation suit against Blake Lively, Taylor Swift has officially been subpoenaed. Taylor Swift is officially subpoenaed in this lawsuit. She is referred to as a quote-unquote mega celebrity, and she was, and
that's right.
The claim is that she was involved in creative decisions during a meeting at Blake Lively's penthouse. Lively allegedly described Taylor Swift and her husband Ryan Reynolds as her quote-unquote dragons, praising their writing skills, which was one of the cringiest exchanges I've heard in a while. However, Taylor Swift's team denies that she had any involvement at all beyond licensing her song for the film, claiming the subpoena is designed to use Taylor Swift's name to draw public interest by creating tabloid clickbait instead of focusing on the facts of the case. So the statement from her team is already taking Blake Lively's side, which isn't unexpected.
Well, I don't think it's taking Blake Lively's side. I think it's defending Taylor Swift. I think it's saying, like, no, Taylor had nothing to do with this. So for those that don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Blake Lively, who was a, I believe, executive producer on This Ends With Us. I think that's the name of the movie.
Yep.
But wasn't involved in the writing of the script. And she took it upon herself to take some of the scenes and rewrite them in the way that she thought would best help the film. Again, not her job, not what she was hired for.
Was she asked to do this by Blake or
who?
Taylor.
No. Blake Lively.
Oh, Blake Lively.
I'm sorry. Maybe I misspoke.
Okay.
Blake Lively was an executive producer on the film.
Yes.
But was
not a writer.
Not a writer.
Right.
And so what she would do is, if she didn't like a scene, she would rewrite it and then submit it to Justin Baldoni.
Right.
And he, this is according to him, but I am on his side. He would, oh, thank you so much. We'll review this. Thank you so much. That's really kind of you. Politely trying to blow her off. She's not a writer. So at one point, she invites him over to her home. She and Ryan Reynolds, like, New York home. And when he arrives, Ryan Reynolds is there as well as Taylor Swift. And according to him, both Ryan and Taylor were saying to him, don't you see how good this is?
Right. He says he was kind of.
We reviewed it and we think it's really good.
Taylor Swift, Oscar winning screenwriter.
Screenwriter, right.
And he says that he was kind of blindsided by the whole thing.
Well, I think he was kind of shaken up because now you're in front of two mega celebrities and somebody's wife or somebody's husband. And now you have to say in front of them, but I don't like it.
Right.
But I don't think it's good.
So let me ask you.
Okay.
Why is Taylor Swift officially being subpoenaed so exciting?
So exciting?
You seem very excited about this.
I just feel like, oh my God, it's happening. Like,
we've waited so long. Like,
we wondered. We weren't sure. But here's the other part of it. And this is where, like, my reality TV brain comes in. These are two, we have to remember in real life, these are two very close friends.
Taylor Swift and Blake Lively.
Correct.
Okay.
So in real life, in real time, Blake Lively's actions have pulled Taylor Swift into a courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that cannot be good for their friendship.
Right.
Because it doesn't look good that Taylor Swift, like, showed up and was like, see how good my friend is?
Right, right.
Like, you're not an actor. You're not a director. Maybe you're a producer. I don't know. But, like, why are you involving yourself? I understand she's your friend. But, like, why are you involving yourself in this situation?
Do we think this is going to be as exciting as the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial?
Definitely not.
Okay.
No.
there was poop on bed in
there was somebody pooping on a bed.
Right.
Right.
So this is, okay, so lower expectations a little bit, but Taylor Swift has definitely given us, like, the stinger at the end of a trailer, like, okay, maybe I will see this movie.
I feel like it's less about what we're going to see in the trial and more about what we're going to see in just the aftermath of their friendship. I have been subpoenaed.
You have?
Yes.
What? When?
For what?
Okay, we talked about it on the show. We did? Just so you know. Yeah. A friend was in an accident.
Oh, yeah. I remember this now.
And I bared witness to all of the medical things she had to go through afterwards, surgeries, all these different things. And this other person was at fault. And the other person was like, didn't want their insurance to pay or something. I can't remember the exact details. This is like 12 years ago. I was furious that I had to be a part of it. Absolutely incensed.
Because you're putting yourself on the line. Under oath.
Like, I'm not a part of this.
But you could conceivably go to jail. Like
I wasn't gonna lie. I had no reason to.
Even if you misspeak while you're under oath.
Like that.
But it depends what it is. But I mean, right, it depends on the judge.
I don't think that my experience in what went through, like,
not in that case.
What are they going to prove that I remembered something wrong? Like, yeah. I don't know. It wasn't that. It was more just like the other thing is, like, I would show up to court, and then they'd say, "We can't see you. We don't have time to see you today."
Oh,
that
boy.
Happened three times, and I had to here's the thing: you have to stop your life to go to court.
That's true. You have to take off work and stuff like that.
I had to take off work three times.
Wow. Well,
and that is nothing compared to all the media attention that Taylor Swift's going to get.
Sure. Like, yeah. All right. This is going to be exciting.
I can't wait.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I did something yesterday that lots of people, lots and pretty much everybody, has told me to do for years. And I finally did it. I joined Costco.
Yes!
Okay.
Yeah, I did it. Went over there yesterday, and Miranda and Tiffany helped me out.
Oh, boy. Kay. You're already making friends.
Well, they recognized me from the show.
The people at Costco are absolutely, the people that work there are listeners of this show.
Oh, that's great.
I run into people all the time. Mm-hmm.
I walked over there, and as I'm walking up to the desk to sign up for a membership, they go, "Hi, Gavin, from the Wake Up Call."
Love it.
I'm excited.
Okay.
Kevin, I figured that you would probably...
You should be so excited.
Lick your finger and rub your eyebrow. I'm an executive member.
Oh, you are.
The
nice.
Black card.
I am also very intimidated.
What about what?
So, well, I mean, obviously, before I signed up, I walked around and kind of got a lay of the land. And holy cow, everything under the sun. Just walking around there. You think it's just going to be food? No. Mm-mm. It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you've never been to a Costco?
I have, but it's been probably 10 years.
Okay.
So I kind of forgot. So what are some Costco tips for me?
I love that you said that. Okay.
He's on the Reddit pages, just so you know.
Really?
The big Costco tip that I've learned is the scent part of things. So if it's 99 cents, if it ends in 99 cents, it's regular priced. But if it ends in 97 cents, it's a markdown.
Okay.
But they also have a policy. If it does go on sale, just bring the receipt and they'll give you that price for it.
Oh, really?
I Costco a lot.
So that makes a lot of sense.
I am also an executive member.
Uh-oh. Here he is.
And I have been for several years.
Wow.
My problem is I don't go very often because it seems hard to not go and spend less than $400.
Yeah. What?
It seems
because
really...
you end up buying a greenhouse while you're there.
And... No, because like the things that you need.
Yeah.
You are buying them in bulk, which the price is going down, but it is sort of like if you go to buy paper towels, you're buying 30 paper towels.
I see.
So that is still expensive than if I just go to Winco and buy a pack of three.
Can you try to remember though? Yes, this is a little bit more, but I won't need to buy groceries for 2 months.
Right.
That only works with non-perishables.
Right. Which is probably a lot of what I would buy there. Like, that was the reason why I wanted to go and finally bite the bullet and join Costco. I got sick and tired of opening my pantry and being like, how are we out of fill in the blank for lunches?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a lot of like...
Great for lunch stuff.
Mm-hmm. I saw that aisle.
And snacks.
I was
great
like,
great for lunch stuff.
This is great. Boom, 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 boom. Can't wait to go back and shop now.
I find that the Costco in Roseville is going to shock everybody. Little white bread.
What does that mean?
Not a lot of interesting stuff there.
Oh, not a lot of ethnic foods.
Or even just like it's pretty much what you would expect. It's stuff for lunches.
Yeah.
It's
What are you hoping for?
I would like to go and be surprised.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I would like to go there. I want this to come out of my mouth more. Ooh.
I see. Yeah. Okay. You don't feel that way when you go through the non-food aisles? Because I kind of felt like that yesterday.
That is a mouse trap. I can't.
Yeah, we don't.
I walk into that and I am, give me the cheese. Snap, you're in.
That's how I felt.
Yeah.
I was like, they have fluorescent light bulbs. I need a fluorescent light bulb. Oh. They've got pots and pans. I need pots and pans.
It's the clothing part that gets me.
Oh, yeah. Costco clothing. Wait till you are Costco clothing.
I didn't even see
especially
the
like just casual home stuff,
loungewear.
I didn't even see any of this.
The whole section. How you miss it?
Well, this is why I need you to.
Oh, boy.
All right. So we're going to go over to Costco at some point, and then we're all going to, you know, get our Costco on.
Okay.
Yes.
I love this. Okay. This is good. So we're in. Oh, by the way, I also treated myself to a $1.50 pizza. Or $1.99 pizza?
You didn't do the hot dog.
The hot dog, it comes with a drink for only $1.50.
I didn't.
It's also like, that's the staple there.
Wasn't feeling the hot dog.
Oh, you're not a Costco-er.
But you were feeling Costco pizza.
I'm always feeling pizza. Always.
No,
I don't ever want to hear about you complain about California pizza ever again.
Well, here's what I liked about it, okay?
It's
because
greasy.
They also do sell a lot of hot dogs. I was able to put mustard right on my pizza,
which
and you know
love.
I love mustard on my pizza.
Yes, you do.
Now, I did get a lot of stares, because I did that before I waited in line for the membership.
Oh,
so as I walked up to the desk.
You walked up to the desk for the membership with the pizza?
Yes.
Oh,
my God.
No.
While eating pizza.
We can't go to that Costco.
That is so embarrassing.
Right.
They're like, hello, Gavin, from the Wake Up Call.
Hey.
And I go, I'm here to sign up for a membership.
I wonder
if they had the thought, like, sign up. How'd you get that pizza?
Right. How did you get the pizza?
You just walk in.
You just walk in and eat the food?
Food court's open to everyone.
Well, that's inclusive.
So there you go. Okay. Look for that soon.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
106.5
The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She was celebrated on Mother's Day, but is that performance enhancing? It's Are You Smarter Than Katie? We are about to find out. Let's welcome Tommy from Folsom to the show. Good morning, Tommy.
Good morning.
All right, you are caller 17, and you are competing against Katie for a jackpot of $120 today.
Now, I will say,
yes,
I never trust an adult Tommy.
Uh-oh.
Or an adult Johnny. Okay? The fact that you didn't decide to go by Tom.
That's my dad.
That's
right,
his dad.
That's his dad.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that I'll give you an asterisk.
He could have gone by Thomas.
Thank you.
Right.
You could have gone by
That's my son.
That's your son.
Oh, wow.
Now, we just got all the answers, right. Tommy.
You got really painted into a corner on that one. All right. Well, Thomas's son has to just go by Big T, I guess. All right. Well, I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Question one. There are hundreds of crowd shot videos on the internet of when Pope Leo got announced from St. Peter's Square. Well, one of them has gone viral because it shows that Harry Styles was there in the audience just randomly. It's so funny. St. Peter's Square is at the center of where the Pope lives, which is where?
The Vatican.
Question two, speaking of Pope Leo, he gave his first Sunday sermon as Pope. Most of it was dedicated to a plea for peace and praying for an end to the Gaza and Ukraine wars, as well as the leaders for all nations in conflict. What number Leo is the Pope? Is he 5th, 11th, or 14th?
5th.
Question three, Tom Hardy said in an interview that he has had to stop accepting certain roles, especially in action films. The reason is because of all the injuries that he has sustained, such as surgery on his knee. He has a herniated disc and he has sciatica too. Oh man, my heart goes out to him. Spell sciatica.
S-C-I-A-T-I-C-A.
Question four. The professional wrestling world lost a legend. Terry Brunk, also known as Sabu, has passed away at the age of 60, and his cause of death was not disclosed. Which of the following is not a real professional wrestler? Kamala, the Missing Link, or the Chihuahua?
The Chihuahua.
Question five, Paris Hilton got some backlash for saying in the comment of a post on social media that she loved it when a fan posted a picture of a Paris Hilton cup that was the only surviving thing from her house fire. But to make up for it, Paris Hilton bought that fan a brand new car. If the car is worth $40,000 and the fan had to pay the 5% tax on it, how much did she pay?
$2,000.
Kevin, please go get Katie. And Tommy, what do we do for a living?
I'm an apartment maintenance manager.
What kind of maintenance manager?
Apartment.
Apartment maintenance manager.
Oh, I bet you've got a lot to do.
Yeah, I'll bet you do too.
I bet you get a lot of calls about some dumb stuff.
Right.
Be like, every once in a while.
Got to go to 23A again. They clogged the toilet for the fifth time this month.
Or 23B had a light bulb go out.
Tommy, yeah. I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one. There are so many videos all over YouTube that people shot of when the Pope got announced from St. Peter's Square. Well, one of them went viral because it shows that Harry Styles was there in the audience.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, he was just there randomly when the Pope got announced.
Oh, how cute.
And he was by himself. So funny.
That's adorable.
St. Peter's Square is at the center of where the Pope lives, which is where?
The Vatican.
Yeah. Question two, speaking of the Pope Leo, he gave his first Sunday sermon as Pope.
Oh.
And it was all based around a plea for peace.
Oh, good.
Praying for an end to the Gaza and Ukraine wars, as well as to the hearts of the leaders of all nations in conflict. What number, Leo, is the Pope?
14.
Wow.
Oh, sorry.
She didn't even need the multiple choice.
I didn't realize I was getting one.
Question three, Tom Hardy said in an interview he is no longer going to be doing roles in action movies because of all the injuries that he has sustained.
Which one is Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy, he was Bane, but he wore a mask.
Got it, okay.
Okay, but you know who that is. Venom, he was Venom.
He
had surgery on his knee. He has a herniated disc, and he has sciatica. Spell sciatica.
I know it's tricky. It's wonky. It's like S-C-I-A-T-I-C-A.
You got it at the end there. It sounded like you were going to end on the C.
I thought I was.
Yeah. Question four. I'm sure you're very broken up about this, but the professional wrestling world did lose a legend.
Yep.
Terry Brunk, also known as Sabu, has passed away at the age of 60. His cause of death was not disclosed. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it has something to do with professional wrestling. But what do I know? I am only doctor.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of ways to die.
That's so true.
I don't know that we need to hang our hats on that quite yet. It would be crazy
if it was like hang gliding. Well,
He had a family history of heart disease.
Right, yeah, something like that. Which of the following is not a real professional wrestler?
Okay.
Kamala, the Missing Link, or the Chihuahua?
Oh, my God. Okay, so on the surface, it seems like it's got to be Kamala, so I'm going to take that off. The Missing Link sounds not aggressive.
Really?
Yeah.
Missing Link, the picture I saw on the internet, he had blood all over his face. So
he must have been very
aggressive.
Okay, the Missing Link sounds like something that I would, like if I was doing a babysitter novel about like girls that solve crimes.
Question five, Paris Hilton got backlash after a fan posted a picture of a Paris Hilton cup that was the only surviving thing from her house fire. And Paris Hilton commented and said, I love it.
Wait, why would she have gotten hate about that?
Because I guess the person's like, this is all I have left.
And how is that Paris's fault?
Well, it's not. It's just like, she lost everything in a house fire. And your comment was, I love it. But anyway, the Paris Hilton.
Oh, her comment is what she got.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But Paris Hilton made it up to the fan and she bought her a brand new car.
Well, she doesn't need a car. She needs a house, but okay.
Well, you can live in a car, I guess.
Okay.
If the car was worth $40,000,
yeah,
and she had to pay the 5% tax on it, how much is that?
Oh, God, Gavin. I'm going to say $32,500.
Was the answer on the ceiling? Where did you do the math?
No, that's where I was looking because that's how I get my thoughts in.
$2,000 is the answer.
Oh, I didn't remember the question.
And that was Tommy's answer. And the final score, Tommy got 4, Katie got 3.
Yeah.
Katie loses. Tommy.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations. $120.
Are you sure?
I'm.
Thank you.
I think I'm sure. Am I, Kevin, am I sure?
Yes.
Yeah, you got the Vatican, you got 14th, you got sciatica, you said the missing link, and then you said $3,200 or something. Tommy, what is it that you want to tell us?
I am smarter than Katie today.
You sure are. Be nice. You absolutely are.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
Kevin is injured. If you see Kevin, no, he's not waving at you. He's elevating his finger. Tell everybody what happened.
I broke my pinky finger and it's like super swollen.
We think it's broken.
No, we don't. No. Gavin, look at me.
We don't?
It's broken.
No.
It looks pretty bad.
It doesn't.
It doesn't?
Have you ever seen a broken pinky?
I've broken my pinky.
Okay. Did it immediately swell up to the size of a sausage?
Yeah.
Yeah. His did not.
Oh, it didn't?
No. Mine was a sausage.
Because he posted a picture. Is that picture still on your Instagram?
I hope so, yeah.
If you want to see it, at Kevin Wake Up Call on Instagram, he put a side-by-side picture up, and it looked pretty swollen in that picture.
It was swollen. Katie's okay. I didn't see that.
Do you want to show me the before
and
after?
Here, let me repost it. It's up there now, bitch.
Okay, so Kevin says it's broken. Katie says it's not.
It's jammed. But let's go down.
What happened?
The court. Nope. I'd like to start with the text messages.
Oh my God.
This came in at 3:48 p.m.
Oh, this was in the afternoon.
Yeah. Okay. Where were you?
Okay. OMG. This is from Kevin. And there's so much to unpack here. OMG. I just fell in the shower. Bitch. Ugh. My pinky hurts. LOL. What effing luck. Okay. Again, 3:48 p.m.
Talk like that.
I said, I don't even know what to say to this. You said, Kevin said, maybe if I'm okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then, wow. Okay. I said, okay, well, a pinky injury seems okay. He said, bye, came to the wrong group of friends. Bye.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
Well, I didn't even say anything
right,
yet.
Right, you were sleeping.
Well, yeah.
And then I said, I break my bones all the time. a shower pinky fall is child's play. Okay. Kevin says, I help you break more, bitch.
Wow.
And I said, wow. I'm reading these texts on the air, and he said, I don't give you permission. And then Gavin said, Kevin, are you okay? And he said, I'm fine, Gavin. Thank you. At least you support me, unlike my sister. Okay. Can you walk us through the shower fall?
I want to know why you were showering in the middle of the day.
I want to know that, too.
It gets sweaty.
So you got sweaty in the middle of the day and you took a shower.
After here, I go to the gym or go on my walk and it's very sweaty. So I have to shower before I get in bed because I don't like outside clothes in my bed.
Okay.
And so were you getting in the bed relatively early that day?
To nap.
A nap. Okay. All right. Okay. So you fell in the shower. How did you fall in the shower?
So I'm currently living with my brother right now while my house gets remodeled. And my bathroom usually has a screen door, like the sliding screen.
Not a screen door.
Like a
shower glass door.
Yeah.
But my brother's house, it doesn't have that. It's just a curtain.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually do this motion where I'm like pushing against the glass to turn around.
So you just have clean. So just muscle memory.
Yes. Okay. And then I pushed down hard and then I realized there was nothing to protect my pushing and I fell right through the curtain. Everything was so wet.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
I was falling. I fell. And I was like, oh my God, I almost bumped my head. And then I didn't realize anything. My finger was bent. And I was like, how did my pinky get bent?
You're lucky you didn't hit your head.
That's what I said.
That's what killed Bob Saget.
I could have fell on the toilet. Do you see how tall I am? The toilet's not that far.
Okay, all right. So,
this while you were nude.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the nude part's not my problem.
I'm just imagining all of this happened while you are naked, and so it's adding to the story.
Everything was just so slick.
All right, so you fell in the shower. Let's look at the pinky now.
Well, I wrapped it up.
Sure, it's a splint. Let me see.
Well, give me a sec. Ah, see, it hurts to even take off the tape. Look at it. It's gotten smaller because I've been icing it.
Okay, it does look okay now.
But I can barely bend my
finger. So I'm make seeing a fist? The before. I'm seeing the before and after.
Okay.
It is certainly swollen. It is certainly bruised. This is a Kevin Wake Up Call in his story. I was never questioning that.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly not broken. He jammed his finger.
Mm.
No, why when I... When
like
I
a basketball player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm like Yao Ming.
Yes, exactly. You are.
Yes.
You always say that.
Wow. You are athlete.
Okay. You are athlete.
I'm going to... Now, when people ask me, I'm probably just going to say it was a basketball injury.
I think that's great.
I don't think that's... There's anything wrong
I
with that.
I was practicing with the Sacramento Kings mm-hmm. and well, ball too hard.
Let's keep a fence around that
nope,
story.
Nope. I want you to say that.
Shoot right. for the stars.
Just right. That's what the Kings said.
Right, yeah.
You know what? I want you to hold your pinky up and say, light the beam.
It'll be two fingers.
Well, yeah.
Now we can't have two beams.
All right. Well, Kevin, we're glad you're okay. And we're glad your finger's not broken. Apparently not.
It is broken, but yeah, we'll go with that.
All right. And if it is broken, sadly, there's not much you can do for it.
Yeah, I'm not going to the doctor.
No, you just do keep doing what you're doing. It seems to be working.
I'm like Wolverine. It's healing by itself.
I mean, for a broken bone, that is... It's been 2 days.
Uh-huh.
That is miraculous.
See? It is. Wow. You Wolverine.
Uh-huh. Antimantium.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
We are The Wake Up Call, and we have been a part of your lives for a very long time if you've allowed us to
yes,
be.
Yes, I was going to say, we've had the opportunity, the blessing.
And we are about to announce something that we've wanted to do for a long time. We are bringing back Wake Up Call Live!
Yeah!
This is very, very exciting for us. Because anybody who's listened to this show for a long time knows that the birth of Wake Up Call Live kind of came from a random meeting that we had once where Katie and I really pushed somebody we used to do the show with to do the show live on stage. Not a broadcast.
Nope. Uncensored.
An uncensored version of the show that you could take part of with a live audience.
Can I give a sneak peek about how it actually went down the first time?
Please.
So we used to work with somebody who considered himself... the lead of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And Gavin and I had this idea and he was like, yeah, sounds good. And we were like, great. Can you make this happen? He's like, absolutely. And then he did nothing. And then it got kicked down. The can got kicked down the road for like months and months. So I went out of my way to find a location for the first Wake Up Call Live. And he was outraged.
Right. Yeah.
But because our listeners are the greatest listeners in the world, sold it out in 2 days?
Oh, less than that.
Yeah.
Less than that.
Okay.
And
made him furious.
And it is coming back, but it is coming back in a big, massive way. We are having Wake Up Call Live at the iconic Crest Theater on legendary K Street.
Oh, my God.
That is so exciting. I mean, you two grew up in Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
The Crest has been here for over 100 years, and it is one of the most gorgeous theaters I've seen anywhere.
Iconic.
I mean, describe when... Okay, so when we found out we get to do Wake Up Call Live at the Crest, and we did the walkthrough, what did I do?
Tear up.
Cried.
Yeah.
I cried.
She did.
I can't believe... I'll cry
right now. You're going to cry again.
As a Sacramento girl, I get to be on the Crest stage.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And the fact that our listeners are so incredible and have been able to like make that happen is just so wild. But we need to make it clear what Wake Up Call Live is.
Mm-hmm.
Everything we would say on the air, but the FCC won't let us, that's what you're going to get.
Right.
So... it is adult.
Yep.
It is sexual.
It does get a little sexual. A little sexual. So the last time we did Wake Up Call Live, it was 6 years ago, and Kevin did demonstrate on stage how to pleasure a woman.
How to be a sex god.
How to be a sex god.
How to be a sex god. And you know That's what? Right.
I think this would be a really good time to thank our sponsors for Wake Up Call Live. Sun Cruisers and Old Sugar Mill with more to come, by the way. So, listen, you talk about believing in us. There's.
I love that somebody texted in and said, you said 750. It's 753.
Right.
Guys, we've got the best listeners in the world.
And we want to do Wake Up Call Live with you at the Crest. Now, the great news is tickets are $20.
Correct.
They are $20, which, by the way, I don't think you can do a live night of entertainment for $20 anywhere anymore.
Well, there's
and
like,
this is a two-hour comedy
like
show.
Touring podcasts that are more than that.
Absolutely.
Like, okay, so Kevin is, we're going to have, are you going to take your clothes off?
Oh, do you want me to? You know what? We'll let the audience decide.
Okay.
You know, we're very interactive, so you vote, we do.
Okay, so what are we going to do for sure? There's going to be some surprises.
There's going to be surprises. There's going to be surprise guests, but we're going to be doing Are You Smarter Than Katie live on stage, Married Name Upgrade Downgrade live on stage. Kevin will probably get Did You Know going.
For sure.
But there's also segments that we have never done on our show that are exclusive to Wake Up Call Live. Events that we're going to be doing. So,
and understand, if you aren't there, you will never see it.
No.
Because this isn't something we can share.
Right, right.
Because we were getting so much trouble.
So much trouble. So like I said, it's going to be on June 28th. Tickets are $20.
How do people get it?
At the Crest. If you text the word live, L-I-V-E, L-I-V-E, or live to...
Oh, my God. Here we go.
To 916-909-1065, 909-1065. It'll take you directly to a link where you can get tickets, and tickets are going to go fast. We also have two tiers. There's regular $20 general admission, and we also have VIP tickets, which Katie is calling what?
Wake Up Call Raccoon Club.
Yes, you can be part of the official Wake Up Call Raccoon Club.
Kevin, if you're part of the Wake Up Call Raccoon Club, what do you get?
Okay, you get VIP seating in an exclusive section, an event shirt, and a meet and greet with us.
Okay, now I'm getting a lot of texts in asking if Stephanie's going to be there.
If anybody remembers Stephanie from
my God.
Hashtag Girl Problems. I don't know. I haven't really kept in touch with Stephanie.
Haven't?
No, but,
she texts me every once in a while, but it's usually for bail money.
Usually, yeah. And last I heard, she was living somewhere around the Crest on K Street.
Oh, boy.
I thought you were going to say the river.
It might be possible that Stephanie might make an appearance at Wake Up Call Live.
I hope I don't know. We'll have to send her an Uber.
Well, sure.
She's lost her car many times.
Many times. So, okay. So text the word live to 909-1065.
And if you want to be part of the Wake Up Call Raccoon Club, and you want to come with raccoon makeup.
That would be so cute.
Because you guys send me raccoon videos so much.
So much. So again, I want to thank Sun Cruisers. I want to thank Old Sugar Mill for being our sponsors. Wake Up Call Live, June 28th at the Crest. Tell everybody. And tickets are on sale right now. Text the word live to 916-909-106.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
5 106.5
The End. It's the wake up call.
There's a chance that by now you've probably already seen this clip that went viral of a news report for a local news company in Australia where an accident happened and they're talking to eyewitnesses, and two of the eyewitnesses are twin women. And these women are like in their 40s. And what makes this so odd is that the women are talking at the exact same time. And here is the clip of that.
And one guy, he was up there with our mum. And he went up there and he was coming back down towards us. And he goes, run, he's got a gun.
Now, I know, it's to me, this sounds like when you're talking to somebody in your car and then you pull up next to them in their car and both your windows are down.
And you can hear yourself.
yeah. But like...
our heart started to pound and I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was...
This is where it starts to fall apart a little bit.
Okay.
So like, I am... What I found out about these two women is that these weren't just two twin women putzing around Australia. These two have tried to become famous multiple times.
Oh.
With this, like, whatever
weird
you want to call
that
this.
They're doing. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that this doesn't sound real. Now, I'm going to play. I found this other clip, okay, of them talking about.
And we heard this big bang.
In an interview. It's an interview they did.
We don't know why, but we have tried to talk separately, but we're not ourselves. It's not us.
Now, that sounds like they rehearsed that.
Well, that line they've certainly rehearsed, but to be able to talk about this car accident
right.
as eyewitnesses, they couldn't have practiced that.
Which is why I'm going to go back to that original clip. Listen to when it starts. Like, at first, you're like, wow, that's so weird. They're talking at the same time. They must share a brain or something. But then it totally falls apart.
Oh, our heart started to pound. And I said, oh, Mum, where's Mum? And poor Mum was stuck up there. But apparently, our brave Mum, she goes, are you all right?
Because... Like, one of them is just staring at the camera while the other one's talking, and just like a hip-hop hype man just being like, Mom, yeah. Like this...
I don't think... So are you saying you don't think that it's real and they're doing
it.
This on purpose?
Yes, I think they're...
Yes, obviously.
They're saying they're not. They say that it's some sort of spooky condition that they have.
Well, they might actually believe that. Anybody that wants to walk around like this... By the way, they're both wearing scrubs. Right. Matching scrubs.
That's true.
Which means
they wear matching clothes all the time.
Okay, but scrubs means that they work together.
Right.
Can you imagine having to be around these people.
Oh.
Like, they have no friends.
No, none. Zero.
And their poor mom. What happened to mom? She's trying to get away from you.
Right.
She saw that car crash, said, he's got a gun. She said, take me.
Not those two.
Right.
Not those two. I wonder what their names are. We should... let me see if I can find out.
I'm sure it's like Sally and Mally. Like...
Bridget and Paula.
They should change their names. That's bad branding.
I mean, it seems like they are twins. And don't get me wrong. Like, we all know twins.
Yeah, people have a twin connection. It's not that, though.
Right. There is a twin connection. And it is spooky. It's not this.
No.
This seems like they're just really, really trying.
It's their shtick.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, ladies, you're pushing 50. Drop the shtick.
Right.
Just be twins.
Yeah, that's enough. That makes people want to look at you.
Right. Not just look at you, but be around you like, oh, wow.
Oh,
that's
this is so crazy.
My wife's best friend is a twin.
Yeah.
And whenever like we hang out with like her twin, I'm like, oh, this is kind of
so
nuts.
Great.
This is kind of crazy.
Yeah. There's two of you.
Yeah. So like, just drop it, you know?
God, they seem so insufferable.
They really...
And, like, I'm sure they don't date, right?
Oh, good question.
Right?
Do you think that they do?
No.
He had all blood all over his face. And he goes, I'll shoot you. She goes, hey, I'm here to help. And mum distracting him to make him look the other.
Oh, man. You can, if you go back and watch this, you can really tell when one goes rogue. Because the other one kind of...
I wonder if there's one that is like their job is to just keep it going and the other... Or do they switch off?
I don't know. It's a good question. Yeah, because the one who goes rogue is telling the story and the other one scrunches her brow up like, we didn't rehearse that part.
Right. This isn't what we said we were going to do.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Katie found a story that was in the news that you're absolutely going to be telling your friends about. It involves police pulling somebody over, and it was what they had in the car with them. What is the story?
So they pulled over a woman who they believed to be under the influence and also had a warrant out for her arrest.
Okay.
And they handcuff her, put her in the back of their car. They are going through her car, you know, looking for evidence and stuff. And they find a pet raccoon.
Aww.
That just sits in the front seat with her. But this raccoon was doing a little bit extra. Do we want to play it?
Yeah. This is the audio from the police.
The reason I stopped you is you are suspended with a warrant for your arrest.
I am?
The raccoon has her meth pipe.
Did I hear that right?
The raccoon had her meth pipe.
As what?
Oh, my God.
Her meth pipe. He's playing with a meth Hello? Pipe right now. Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it. All
right. These are police officers.
Yeah, this is all now, body cam footage.
Listen, I understand you have to maintain a certain level of professionalism. When you see, during a routine traffic stop, a raccoon trying to smoke a meth pipe, that is the only...
It's allowed to give you a chuckle.
Oh, at the very least.
Now, what's great about this is they see the raccoon as a crack pipe, or meth pipe. I don't know. I don't know the difference. Are they the same thing? The crack and meth?
I believe they're different drugs.
Okay. And he has the pipe. The cop goes, oh, my God, he's got her crack pipe.
He's playing with the meth Hello? Pipe right now.
Meth pipe.
Oh, there's no one. He's trying to smoke it.
Okay. They take the first meth pipe away. Raccoon immediately picks up a second meth pipe and puts it to its lips.
We might have audio of that, too.
There's no way. All right. Enough fun and games.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Ah!
And you know what? I think on the surface, people would think like, oh, yeah, raccoons are a methy animal. But I know that we have worked very hard on this show to change the perception of raccoons.
It's pretty much the bedrock of the show.
Yeah. And that they're not just, you know, trash can creatures that come out of the sewers at night.
And thank you for adding the word, not just, the word just. We recognize that
they
they are dumpster diving, sewer living, beautiful,
adorable,
floofy.
Yeah, our friends.
Kitty cat-like animals.
Kitty cat with hands. But I think that people would be like, oh, yeah, of course that raccoon's doing meth. How dare you?
How dare you?
I'm sick of this. I can't let this raccoon sleep. And I'll tell you what, I hope that this woman gets animal endangerment.
Well, do we know? Okay, now here's the question. Do we know that this was a pet raccoon?
It's giving pet vibes. Yeah. It's way too comfortable.
It was sitting in the front seat.
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything. Right now, there's a spider in my car, and it is not my pet. Okay? And I know there's a spider in my car, because every time I get back in it, my head goes through some sort of little web.
Okay.
And it freaks me out. I don't want to be in my car.
But how would the raccoon have gotten in the car?
Crawled in.
When?
Probably through a hole in the bottom of the car.
Well, the car does look like it. Okay, but when? At the traffic stop?
No, maybe I would say probably before she left for her errands for the day.
Well, then that is my pet.
That's...
I will say it is a raccoon that is wide awake in the daytime, which is a little concerning, but it doesn't seem rabid.
When you look at pictures of this, by the way, the woman's car looks like a hoarder.
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like a hoarder's house. And you can see the metal frame of the door on the passenger side, which means everything from the panel has been removed.
Yeah.
Everything about this tracks. Like, to say that the raccoons are dumpsters, this raccoon might think it's in a dumpster. In a dumpster.
Yes. I agree with that.
It also does seem very familiar with a meth/crack pipe.
It puts it right to its mouth. See, that's another way I know that this is a pet raccoon, because this is learned behavior.
Yeah.
I learned it from watching you. So we got to rescue that raccoon.
Yeah, we do. But here's the thing.
It might be drug addicted.
Right. You know me. You know us. We love raccoons, as we've well established.
Yeah.
I don't support raccoons on meth.
I cancel you.
Did you say, I cancel you?
Yes. You are canceled. You better tread lightly, sir.
Why? Because it's not their fault?
Yes.
Oh.
And you can't just be saying whatever anymore.
All right.
That's standard.
No, you're right. You're right. I'd like to issue an apology, a public apology.
To
raccoons.
And?
Meth heads.
Thank you.
Okay. It's a funny thing. I cancel you.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
So we're out of here for the day, but real fast, there's two things we wanted to do. First, tell you that we made a huge announcement at 7:50 this morning that we are bringing back Wake Up Call Live!
Yeah!
This is the first big, massive Wake Up Call Live we've done in 6 years. Which is so exciting, and it's going to be at the Crest.
Bigger and better than ever.
Yes, the Crest Theater on K Street. We've never done one as big as this before. We want to thank our sponsors, Sun Cruisers, and as well as Old Sugar Mill. We also want to thank our management staff here for really honestly believing in us and helping us pull this together. It's going to be June 28th. If you want to get tickets, which are selling faster, I mean, very fast, text the word live to 916-909-1065.
I think it's also very important to mention that we have a very special section.
Mm-hmm.
It is the Wake Up Call Raccoon Club.
Yes, the Raccoon Club.
For those that know the Wake Up Call, they know we are passionate about two things, America and raccoons.
Right.
Okay. So,
and not always in that order.
Right.
So, the Wake Up Call Raccoon Club is selling out shockingly quickly.
And if you buy a ticket for the Raccoon Club, which is our way of saying VIP, you get premium seating, mm-hmm. you get a t-shirt, and you also get to hang out with us after the show. So anyway, so text live to 916-909-1065 to get your tickets. They are very modestly priced.
Oh my God, people are texting in. This is so cool.
Now, also, I want to talk about who we have in the studio right now. Paul, come on over to the microphone. You are from AIM and Associates, correct?
Yes, I am.
Now, what does AIM stand for?
It stands for Independent Milestones.
Yes, exactly. And you guys have brought a whole group by to the studio. This is the second time that you guys have come by.
I think the third.
Is it the third time?
Second or third.
And I love that only like maybe 20% of you guys have been here before, and all of you are seeing this for the first time. What are your impressions, Paul, about what we do for
Paul,
a living?
What do you think?
My impressions are cool. I like it.
Yes. Yeah. We think the same thing about you, Paul.
Yeah, totally. And Stephanie's here as well. Stephanie, I understand that you helped put all this together as well.
Yes, I did.
Come on, you can say it.
Yes, I did.
And how much work went into that?
A lot.
Yeah, because we're a very hard group to get. High in demand. High in demand.
Can we say hi to my friend Emily?
Emily?
Allison.
Yeah.
Oh, Allison. Excuse me. And you're a Rockland High School graduate. Yes. Right? Yes. She went to school with my daughters.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes, I am going to go there a lot of times.
Oh, that's so great.
We're good neighbors, huh?
Yes. That's very exciting. Paul, what do you guys have planned after this?
After this, we're going to see karaoke today.
Oh!
What? Where are you guys going to get karaoke?
We're going to see karaoke at Rose Stage in Roseville.
Oh, that's fun.
Paul, what's your go-to karaoke song?
Anything. I don't know.
I love it. Stephanie.
I've been told he has a lot.
Stephanie, do you have a go-to karaoke song?
Don't Stop Believing.
I was going to say that.
What's crazy about Don't Stop Believing, people forget how long that song is.
Okay, what is your go-to karaoke? Here, come closer.
Don't You Forget About Me.
Don't You Forget About Me.
Yes.
I love it.
Kevin has never heard that song before.
I have.
Okay, what's your favorite song?
How do I live?
How do I live? Oh, yeah.
That's so good. You guys are so fun.
Thank you so much for stopping by and being underwhelmed with what we do for a living. We really appreciate it. You guys are wonderful, and you're welcome to come back anytime
you
want.
Yes, please. You have to.
Yeah. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.